This is Saturday, February the 9th. Daddy and Mother, Diane, Lori, and I are eating at the Jordanella.
That is delicious soup, lady.
French fries.
Our soup is cream of chicken, and it's really good.
Hey, Diane, up to your ears, like when you turned in on this road, and clean almost in the deep. This is a real snow catcher.
Oh,
man, it snows in here like crazy. And they've had blizzards down here, but up there we have nothing.
George,
it's
called
steak
sandwich. It's called steak sandwich.
Oh, you do love them calories. No, this is the best thing that's ever invented.
You won't get these here for a while. I mean, when I have some swell calories, some other time.
You should eat this
one. Salt and pepper, please.
Wendy talks as if the them Ohio people really want to borrow a windrat, huh?
Did you finish it?
No, I just read to where he might go in May.
Is that lemon?
That's why I think she called that first time, because she was really shook up. They thought maybe she thought maybe they were going to get rid of it.
Is that lemon pie you've got, Daddy?
That's what I ordered. I
lemon pie.
Yeah, when you're
you've
really
got
pay $5,500 just to borrow it for a while, you might want
steak sandwich.
Go.
Danny's got a steak sandwich. Mother's got a steak sandwich. I've got a cheeseburger and soup.
Why don't you set that
microphone in the
middle?
Well, I'm trying to see.
Instead of holding.
Well, I'm just laying it down. Where's the
push it up this way so I didn't even grab
it.
Because that'll pick up every sound here. You're out of the dishes.
Now turn it off. And then you, is it off?
No, it's on.
Oh. I'm eating again. Well, let's see.
Okay.
You don't want it to run. Spin around.
Hmm?
And get spin around.
Yeah, you don't want that
going. Yeah, I don't want anybody saying anything.
Well, the other time he had it on, everybody was talking. We didn't have, didn't catch it.
We'll say something.
Well, let's shut it off.
Never was to a Salt Lake show.
No, they've never been to a Salt Lake show. A
couple of days later.
But they've never had anybody show their horses before.
Oh, don't put that thing in my face. I'm not on the air.
Just lay it down to me.
This is February.
It is?
But this is Danny's April the 24th birthday dinner.
From last year.
Yeah, last year.
Yeah, from last year. Quiet.
So we never were able to get her here. And tonight it just so happened that Pappy got home a little bit early. And Danny says, ooh, let's go eat someplace. So we decided that the Jordanella was the spot. So we finally got here.
Daddy just knocked over the Tabasco sauce. Do you ever hear the story about the couple that was married so long? They used up a whole bottle of Tabasco.
Birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Just train her neck right.
Oh, well, I could train him that way, very plain.
That's what you think. That's what I thought. I tried to train one last night.
No cues, no nothing. One good name. Ages and a half is horsey. And the rest is blah. Cup of soup.
Yuck. You ought to do like I do. I make about six kinds of soup and freeze them.
Yeah.
And then just a cup down.
I don't know, I perfume
on that
so
candlestick.
It's on the mantelpiece.
Well, the other one is coming. There's two of them, see?
Oh, is there?
Yeah, and the other one just didn't come.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Why the double?
Well, because I thought two candlesticks looked better than one.
Well, it's very beautiful.
Uh-huh,
I'm
taking your buttons on.
Yeah.
One looks lonely. Candlesticks ain't candlesticks unless they're twins, mom and
right.
Papa.
One is a candelabra, but when you have candlesticks, that's
one is a Liberace.
I probably, we probably haven't even heard. Was it on before?
It's going to be a pretty jerky conversation.
I gave Mother some crystal candles holders from Avon for Christmas with rose water in. I mean, rose cologne. Because I thought she would probably give them back to me. But she didn't. See? So I didn't get them back. Money-wise, it costs more to get hamburgers and french fries and milkshakes and stuff than it does to get a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. By the time you buy a 90-cent hamburger and a milkshake and french fries, it costs you more than to get a dinner with soup and salads. And they'll hardly ever reproduce. Colts are sterile and so are the fillies. And when
well, then it isn't too good to have.
Gary says if Chantage ever has another set of twins, he'll sell her while they're still little. Oh, it's just a big fat waste of money. Everybody thinks they're so cute, but there's it's really.
Well, then the way you talk, if the mare had twin colts, it would be sort of miraculous or rare if they each lived and progressed to full growth.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's only one living twin in the state of Utah, as far as Arabs that I know. No, horses aren't supposed to have twins. It's like cows have them once in a while. Horses. When they have them, you got problems.
There we go.
See, when those twins of Chantage's were born, the colt weighed 60 pounds. I mean, Philly weighed 60 pounds. McColt only weighed 30 pounds.
Well, our colts, colt, Philly, are both usually lighter.
They're weaker.
Other than any kind.
They're weaker. When they die, the mortality rate for little colts is higher than this for fillies.
Snow on the mountain.
Isn't that pretty?
Mm-hmm. There's rocks on the mountain. Here we had a landslide. Snowslide. Avalanche.
Boy, I don't know. You sure need a bath, but I hate to have you take one with that cold.
Oh, he told me about the balusters and stairs and doorpieces and my railing.
It's okay, Jim. Makes
and I think
nice
I
talk.
Sold some of my balusters to my Oh, honey, we're not that big. I mean,
you need to pick it up.
I might have enough to go down upstairs, you know, around the whole stairwell.
You mean that thing isn't running?
Hmm?
That thing isn't running?
Not when that...
It better be.
It runs well. You got it open.
I know.
It's running now, ain't it?
Yeah.
Pretty quiet conversation. Nobody wants to say nothing. They open the button and shut the button, and when they're talking, the button's off. When they ain't talking, the button's on. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Diane said it was better than nothing, she thinks.
Mr. Peterson. See, we've been buying hay from the same man for 3 years. And Mr. Peterson's cars is really going to do about that. No, he took him in the barn and he says, I bought this last fall because I thought I'd need it. And it, something happened, I don't know what, but anyway, he didn't need it. So he's got some enough, he figures, for his hay next.
Well, that's good. Oh, I hate that road bottom, that's fine. Every time Jim Shore goes to pick up one, it all goes to pieces.
And the cost of that twine has gone up 100%.
Oh, my.
Because as fast as they figured you couldn't get the baling wire, they raised the cow. And I hate that twine, because if you don't get every bit of that, the cows will eat it.
Yeah.
The horses won't eat it, but the cows will eat it. And then they get sick.
Wouldn't be too good for Mel either.
Do you remember the trouble that Mel had bailing and the dumb twine kept breaking and they drop off the back?
Terrible.
Well, Mr. Cribden uses twine because I see the boys gather it up and put it in piles.
Is that about off?
No.
It clicks when it goes on.
Well, some twine's better than others. Some of it's just no good.
Yeah, and some balers tie it tight and some tie it loose.
Yeah.